No.
Re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. Please enter the meeting password followed by pound. You are in the meeting now. There are 4 participants in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded. Input on hold by the host. You cannot listen or talk until the host releases.
And everybody. Can everybody hear?
Have an open mic?
Somebody's got something open.
Okay, how's that?
You got a lot of back tubes.
Is it on speaker?
Wow, Whitcomb's so far out of line. And just typical.
Oh no, this shows the exact.
Okay, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, you sound better.
Okay, good.
I'm going to call the meeting together in about 1 minute.
All right.
Who's that?
Yeah.
It says I'm Brian Sabo.
You are?
It says I am, yeah.
Okay, all right. You can be.
Okay.
We got a new mayor.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to fire up this recorder too. Let me see here. All right. Are you ready to go?
I think so.
Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to call the North Bonneville City Council meeting to order for May 28th, 2020. It's 7 o'clock and I'm going to ask Dee to call the roll, please.
Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yes.
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
Councillor Whitcomb. Nope. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry that we don't have the flag here, but we're going on to agenda changes and additions. Do I hear any?
Yes. I need to add an approval for a water credit for Ron Hopkins. We had a leak and I have proof of fixing.
Okay, so you do that first thing under new business, okay?
Okay.
What's his name?
Ron Hopkins.
Ron Hopkins, okay.
Do we have an amount on that?
Yes.
Is it in our paper?
We owe him $747.92.
What?
Ooh. Okay, we'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah.
And then the other thing to add to is, Councilor Whitcomb, I have a resignation email here from her. So we'll put that second under, and talk about that, second under new business.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Nothing? Hearing nothing? Okay, move on. No public hearings tonight. We'll move down to consent agenda. It's the approval of the May 12th meeting minutes, approval of the May 2nd half vouchers in the sum of, where is those at? $22,578.63. I got a motion.
I make a motion to approve May 12th meeting minutes. Approval of May 2nd half vouchers for the sum of $22,573.
I'll second.
Thank you. Who's banging?
That's Clay. He's helping me finish cleaning this move out house.
Okay, well, it's kind of annoying. Okay, so Margie seconded that. Okay, thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
She seconded that in a big way. All right. Any discussion?
Quick, dude.
Hearing none. Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Sure. Councilor Acton.
Yes.
Councilor Randall.
Yes.
Councilor Norris.
Yes.
Councilor Lee.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Moving forward. Public comment. Any public comment?
Public comment? Yes. This is Dana Hall.
Dana, okay. Hi, Dana.
Hi. I just have a comment. I don't know if it really matters, but when you opened up, you said it was May 28th, and it's the 26th. I didn't know if that mattered. Anyway.
Oh, that's a big, yeah. I got May 28th. Nobody else caught that. Thank you. So we'll have to make a notation that an adjustment. This is a May 26th.
Oops.
Thank you for that, Dana. May 26th, 2020.
Good catch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's good. Keep us in line. Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none. We'll move down to council member comments. Any?
I'd like to thank for everybody for attending the Zoom meeting. Can't wait to get back to regular meetings. That way we can see people's face to face and just get back to usual. That's all.
Yeah, I this is Terry Norris. I don't like this Zoom meeting either, because we can't see people's faces and we can't understand what the situations are really. It's just different and it's not. I don't think it's appropriate for a.
Fair. Deanna's got a face, so do I.
Quiet.
Oh,
hi.
I just want
so
to express
Dana.
My dismal, outlook for doing these meetings this way because of COVID.
Well, we'll get to that. John's going to report on that shortly because what he's going to tell you, what we heard today, isn't going to make you any happier. So. Okay, any other comments? Thank you, Terry. Yes.
I have one that I'm just out of curious, because usually by now we have made some kind of word about it, and I think we need to update our website what we're doing for Gorge Days, which is probably a no-go.
It's a no-go.
Yeah, garage no-go. Sales only. I was hoping
maybe
for a parade, but I think it's too late.
I was asking Maria, I'm like, have you got any updates? And she's like, no. She says, we should be updating the website. So I figured I would ask.
Yes, I will get, I'm working on my annual report this week, and so let's do Friday, and I'll be getting on Gorge Days next week.
Gorge Days, no, sorry.
No, I mean, well, garage sales, if that. I already have a...
Yeah, garage sales, hopefully.
Yeah. We'll do it officially.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm like, I think we can fall into that. We're in phase two, 5 unassociated people at a time at your house. That qualifies.
Yeah, but some of those garage sales have a lot more than 5 people at them.
Oh, geez.
All right, Don will tell you. Don's going to give you the good news, and he'll even give you a question that the sheriff asked of one of the state's doctors. It's getting a little annoying. But anyway, we'll talk about that when his COVID update. Any other comments? Huh?
No.
All right. Okay. So I want to talk about bears. We have a bear problem, more than one. We have 3 bears working the east side of town. We have 1 big bear working the west side of town. And the 3 bears that are working the east side of town are getting pretty brazen. Matter of fact, is they're ended up on people's doorsteps during the day. We called Fish and Wildlife. They came out again today, but they're saying, well, there's really not much we can do. So I'm just warning people to be really careful if you see them. Call the Fish and Wildlife.
So when somebody finally pulls out a firearm and dispatches it, what are they going to do?
Probably nothing.
I mean, like...
Because they were...
Nothing gets into somebody's garage, you know? I mean...
I had one lady tell me today that literally they were scared to death because the bear was trying to... was out their patio door trying to pull the door open. So...
Well, I'm not sure. Clay says it's a cat, but we have something that scratched the heck and took the bark off the lower half of our tree in our front yard.
Really?
And our dogs have been growing crazy at like 1:30 in the morning.
Well, that's about the time that, it hit up there at the old hot springs. The caretaker up there said that he was out there with the pots and pans banging and they're trying to get into somewhere last night. He sees it every night. And like you said, he called wildlife. They came up, but they said there's really not much we can do, but just keep making the report. So we got to be careful.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Travis brought up a good point. I know 2 people that have bear tags, mm-hmm. and if they can spread a couple of phone numbers around, like mine and Travis's.
Well, then you get into, basically, you'll get in trouble for firing or discharging a firearm in city limits. You can't go chasing them down.
Unless,
but if it does corner you or it's in your garage or on your doorstep and you fear that it is about to make entry into your doorway, you have every right to defend yourself.
That's what I'm saying, to give these people that are having issues, the cities having problems with this issue, to have names and numbers that they can call immediately and have a response.
Oh, yeah, if it gets in the house, yeah. You know, I mean.
Or even tries to get in the house.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have firearms. And if it's in the house and they are able to call somebody that does.
Yeah, and bear tags.
So I'm going to put, if you don't mind, at night, I'm going to put, folks, I'll talk to you who it is. They're having problems. Older couples are having problems.
Okay.
And not too far from you.
Okay.
But the bottom line, if it's aggressive like that, I mean, there's.
I have non-lethal rounds too. I've got bean bags, the bean balls, and I have salt shot.
What I was thinking about doing was getting one of the fire trucks with the big water cannon.
And just can it?
Canning it.
Spray them down the road? That's a darn good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah, that really helps with a seal, too.
We're not thinking with seals. We're thinking with bears.
Yeah, well.
You're still on the same track.
You got my point.
Now, the other thing is the bears are getting into pecans and they're ripping up his beehives. And he's got a lot of them and they're tearing up 2 or 3 a night. He has all that property back up there, so somebody has it. That's out of city limits. I'm sure he would allow you to go up there and take them.
I've got this, and he can have one.
So we can talk to Pete. Pete is having the same problem. They were in his shop the other day.
Why doesn't Pete call? Has Pete communicated with you?
He's communicated with, yes, they've communicated, but that they're, and the, hey, we just need to get rid of them. Okay, I'm just for everybody. There's bears out there. Yeah. Okay. And so wildlife been called and if they become a nuisance, we'll have to figure something. Either the fire department goes water can in them, or somebody else can in them, whatever it be. But we can't have anybody, we don't want anybody to get hurt. Okay, I'm just letting people know. Call us, let us know. Okay? Okay, end of report. Moving on, Chief Administrative Officer report.
I'm working on my annual report today, which obviously is annual. And it's just about the state of our accounts. So I fixed some things up today that'll need a sign off and approval, which Sable will do, and then I'll get a second counselor. Travis and John have already agreed to sign off for overview and then sign off, of course, if they approve on any adjustments. So that's in the works. Our annual water report, the first half is done. Second half is due at the end of June. So everything's just kind of going.
Good.
End of report.
Okay, thank you for that. City attorney on, he's had another meeting tonight.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet.
He's not here yet? He might join a little bit. He had another meeting to go to because of the holiday. Okay, so we'll move on to unfinished business, and I'm going to turn it over to Councillor Atkin, who's very involved in the emergency management, COVID update stuff with us.
So we had a meeting this morning. It's a lot of the same stuff, different day. It's been going on for a while. It was asked today of Dr. Krieger, who is a Skamania County public health doctor, you know, about moving to phase 3 for Skamania County. And he said he didn't think that we could go to phase 3 until the rest of the state's in phase 2. And the sheriff piped up and asked him if he had any siblings. He said, yeah, he had two older brothers. And the sheriff said, so when one of you needed new shoes, did everybody have to wait until they all needed new shoes, or was that one child able to get shoes? Which I thought was perfect, because it one size fits all doesn't work for this.
Yeah.
And so we were still in phase 2. Clark County applied to go to phase 2, but it was denied because they had an outbreak of 35 people and a fruit processing plant. And Clickitat County, I don't think, has ever even applied for phase 2 yet. And so, hopefully we'll be able to continue to go forward. We still have zero active cases right now, and total cases we've had in the county since April, those three, and they're all healed and back to work or doing whatever they're doing now. So just a whole lot of the same stuff. We're just kind of sitting back waiting and seeing what's going to happen. You know, with Memorial Day yesterday, things didn't seem like they got too crazy around here. So we did have 20-some people show up to play disc golf, and the mayor saw them and told them they couldn't play, the course was closed. And so they drove all the way out here from somewhere in Oregon, and they left. They understood. So, but yeah, it's business as usual for most places. I think if most of the restaurants in Stevenson are getting opened up, if we go to phase 3, then they'll open up the museums, the movie theaters, stuff like that. We'll get a little more.
We'll all have 50 people get together.
Yeah.
That could be our local church. Oh.
Keep yourself separated on this golf course. What? It's outside. It is.
Oh, the trouble is there's like 20-some people, so they're not going to keep themselves separated. Well, not with that many. I mean, I drove into town today, and there was 8 or 10 guys over there playing. You know, so 8 to 10, they're fine. You know, it's supposed to be 10 or less still.
So you do groups then?
Well, we separated a group that was out here starting and told them, I don't mind if you play through, but you got to separate out because people are, it's not the way it's supposed to be. And you know, you could still be written a ticket, which they wouldn't. But so they understood.
Did they continue to play?
Yeah, but then they separated out. I just told them, separate out so you're not all in one group. And then because if you went by the golf course this weekend, it was jam-packed. It was cool to see that they're busy, but they're separated out in two, you know, get out.
Yeah.
And so they did that, and it seemed to be okay. The problem with it is it's okay, like, when we're here, but on the weekends, we're not always here, and so you can't be here to kind of get them to do that. And if they start coming in, it's going to be just like before. There's going to be 25 of them out in the parking lot ready to go, and that's going to create problems for the community, some of the community. He's got to play by ear. But I will say one thing, we only saw one thing that John was talking about, there has been continuous testing, and matter of fact, the health director here in Sacramento County said that there was one person that was, it got, came in contact with somebody with COVID, and they've been tested and didn't have it. Somewhere else, not from here.
They got contact in Clark County somewhere.
Yep.
Some Vancouver, someplace. They came in contact with it, came back and got tested negative.
Yep. So we're still at three cases. We're not getting growing up. And I will say one thing. We've been open now for a couple weeks. We're a lot more people been out here. And I was sitting across from the Chevron, met some guys from another fire district, came down. We were looking at Chevron. There was a lot of people there this weekend at times. There was a lot of locals. There was a lot of people from all over. And I would say probably 90% of them didn't have masks on. So if this thing is as big as everybody's going to get sick here soon, but I doubt it. I don't think anybody would be out if they were sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyways, so we're still only at three cases that were confirmed. They're all well.
Sure.
Thank you, Councilor Acton.
Yeah, thank you,
John. Moving on, PD update. Well, we took action against one of the board members, and then the whole board got up and quit the day after. Now, they didn't quit to me. They didn't file they told the employees, they told the board president, but they didn't tell us. So, but they're quit, they're gone. So we have nobody to run that board. We don't, it takes time to get somebody on, which we're looking for somebody.
Adam didn't even quit?
Huh? No, Adam stayed. We had the two others, so we lost the board. They can't, there's no checks. They can't sign. The store can't buy product. Employees is a problem with paying bills. So right now we're in a real jam. The only option we have, we can look for somebody else, which we're looking for, but then it takes about 30 days for them to get approved. And then, which isn't going to help matters. So the only thing that we have is to have Ken go forward and do whatever he can to get this thing into court, to take this thing, to move it, because we have no options. The store's going to fall on itself.
Do we have time to get somebody in there or no?
No,
I don't
because
think
they
do.
They need product. They need product, and they can't buy it.
I was going to
so
say,
I know
they hadn't told you. I did get a message from Mary regarding that.
Regarding what?
Quitting.
Oh, well, she didn't, okay. Well, they didn't send it to me. Now, the last time that one of them quit, they sent it to me. So, anyway, so I guess you got that.
Well, no, she sent it via Messenger on Facebook.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, so.
Well, I didn't get it because I'm not on Facebook.
Nonetheless, as we don't have a board, we don't have anybody to sign checks, the store's going to fall down. The employees are going to pay, and the community is going to lose. So the only thing we can do is, I've already talked to Ken, we've got to push it through the courts. It's going to be very expensive to get it into receivership, because and then be able to control it. But I don't know if we're going to be able to, we have time to do that.
We'll find a buyer.
That's the problem. It's you can't pay your bills. So now, buyer's not going to come in. I've already talked to one potential, and he said, I don't want to get involved in anything where there's a legal issue now until you get that resolved. Because, you know, so that's all we can do. We have no options.
So my question is, if they can't pay anything and it falls on itself, technically there's not much they can do to the city, correct?
Right.
I guess at that point, there's only one person left on that license. Let him.
No, there's not. Margie, that's the problem. The other ones are selling the license. The other ones can't be taken off the license until there's meeting minutes where there was approved to take them off. We can't do that. Those folks should have resigned at a board meeting and voted to have themselves. Now they're still on, they're going to be on that license. That's another problem. It's getting those names off the license. Robin is still on the license, and they've asked the board president for the meeting minutes to show that they can pull her off. Because this is the way we're designed. It would have been easier if the board members would have quit at a board member and signed off to where we could get their names off, where there was meeting minutes, but we don't have any.
So they're just doing this out of spite.
Whatever the circumstances,
why not have the integrity and do it right? If they cared so much about this city and they cared to help it out and cared to do this, like they pleaded in front of all of us, and then turn around and look down and talk down to us. As soon as one board member got on there and changed everything and pissed everybody off, and now everybody quit. So they're just being vindictive, and this is BS. But that's okay. We'll figure it out.
The biggest problem here is, no matter what,
Let's just send it to receivership. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. The employees and the community are gonna pay the price. So, anyway, so we'll move forward. I'm going to talk to Ken. I already talked to him and said, you got to put it forward. I've even asked if the board members would just sign checks, approve the checks, give us a notice, 30-day notice, assign the check, pay, just approve the checks so the store can keep going while we find somebody else or we get it into the court.
Get them off the list. I mean, go through the legal.
But they have said no. They have told two different people no. They're not going to do that. So we're here. We're here where we are today. So anyways, we move on. There's nothing I can do other than I'll keep you posted. Ken's going to have to get this thing into court. We're going to have to try to figure it out. Huh?
Excuse me. We talked? I'm about to admit another person, Mary Holmes.
Who?
Mary.
Oh. So anyways, that's all we can do. All we can do is just ask that he puts that forward, puts it into the court. That's not going to help. That's going to help the store. I mean, the store is not going to be able to buy profit. The employees they're not going to get their paychecks. The one anyway. There's nothing I can do. It has to go into the courts first. And Ken said it's going to take time. So in the meantime, there's not a lot I can do about that. They're going to, and the community's going to lose out. We're going to lose out of this.
Well, but at least we'll be done with it.
Well, this is just a sad, sad thing.
That it is. It's very sad. Selfish.
Not so much of the fact that sometimes you have to make tough decisions, but it's sad to the fact that innocent people are going to pay the price.
Yep.
But I'm not going to. So that's what's going to happen. We're gonna. I'll talk with Ken again tomorrow and have him push this thing as far as forward. And they can't even. He can't even go in with their attorney, because their attorney can't do anything because he doesn't have a quorum to tell him what to do. I mean, he's not going to get paid for a while. So it's going to be tough on everybody. Not us. It's going to be tough on us, but that's all we can do. All right, I'm going to move on because there's not much more we can talk about on this issue. So okay. We'll move on. So the water bill, Deanna, you want to talk about that Ron Hopkins water bill?
Take yourself Deanna? Off mute, Deanna.
I guess that would help, wouldn't it?
There you go.
So this is for the fourplex at 2000 Greenleaf. His typical water bill is usually about $650-ish with the new rates, it would be. His average consumption is, usually about $1,700 is what we averaged out. And this bill shows $39,101 just in a 2-month period. So he had a major leak. He did send me proof of fixing it. The invoice is very specific from Far West Portable that it's the locate is fixed, vacuum pump and labor. So big bill for him on that one. And he generally, let's see, with this new rate, his base rate comes out to $600 for a 2-month period for the fourplex. That's just the base. And so at his average of $1,705 times $2 per 100 cubic feet, then we owe him $747.92 for his one-time credit.
Which won't be paid back to him, it's just credited.
Yeah.
Right, he actually already paid those bills. He didn't wait and not pay, which a lot of times we have people just wait until we calculate it, but he actually paid these bills. And so
we're we give him a credit for the next month, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, $700, whatever $700 gets him.
Yeah, so you got a $747.
Oh, where is this at?
It's over there, the little apartment's right across from Jim Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
That little stretch of those, right? Green, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we have a motion for this before we started discussing?
No.
So who motioned it?
Nobody.
So who motioned it?
I make a motion to approve Ron Hopkins'
motion
credit for how much?
$747.92. $747.92. Thank you, John. Any further comment, question, or otherwise?
So this is over on Hamilton, across from Jefferson.
It's called Greenleaf.
Greenleaf and Hamilton.
Cascade.
Cascade, yeah. Yeah. What's his name? The ex-firefighter used to live there with his mom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I know where
grandma.
And he had a leak in one of them?
He had a main leak coming into the whole unit, coming from the
beginning. This is and you get that one-time credit, so why not?
Okay. One-time deal, yeah.
Yep, let's give it to him.
Okay. See, any other questions, comments? You good with it? You good, Counselor Lee in there?
I am. I'm down here on my hands and knees cleaning a floor.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. All right. So, Deanna, would you call the vote, please?
Sure. Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yes.
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Also, we got a next thing is, Judy Whitcomb resignation. This really doesn't need a motion because it's just some kind of a to tell you. So I got an email from Judy. It was dated 6/19 of 2020, and it was sent to an email address I don't even have. I don't even know how I got it. But anyways, it was a resignation letter. She's resigning, but I was a little suspicious of it because it was dated wrong and it went to the wrong email address. So I emailed her back and said, Judy, would you confirm this through my email at the city, and she never did. But later on, I found out that she is resigning. So that means that council, according to the councilor procedures and rules of procedure, is the councilors will put out, will help put out an advertisement to look for somebody. You'll vet those people, you'll, and then you'll choose who you want to replace Councilor Whitcomb. Okay?
I have somebody who may be interested.
Okay, well, we'll quietly bring all those names together and go from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not quietly, but we'll bring them together and we'll give everybody an opportunity to put it out and give some people, other people, the opportunity to apply. Okay.
Okay.
It'll fulfill her term, which is almost a full term, because she is just reelected.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be the full.
I know.
Almost a full term. Yeah. Okay, all right, so that's that. Then moving on. So approval of liquor license renewal for North Bonneville Food Mart. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the liquor license for the North Bonneville Food Mart.
I second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? This is our annual. Any comments, questions, or otherwise? Okay.
Nope.
D, would you call the vote, please?
Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yes.
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
Thank you. And moving on, last thing, Joshua Tree LLC approval of contract extension on C5000. Josh is going to be real important now that the board is gone. I'm hearing a feedback there. He's approved as a receiver through the, and by the time he gets into court, it's going to become receiver because it's not going to be a while. So we need to raise his contract if he's going to be able to do that. So do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve Joshua Tree LLC not to exceed $5,000.
Wait a second.
Second.
Thank you, Terry. Any comments or questions? This is just a working contract. It's not to exceed. There's nothing to take for it right now, but it's there in case we need to be using.
All right.
Okay. Yep. Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Councilor Upton.
Yes.
Councilor Randall.
Yes.
Councilor Norris.
Yes.
Councilor Lee.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And final, any closing public comments? None? Quit sanding, yes, Margie.
I was wiping a wall.
Okay. All right, closing council member comments.
Hold on. This is Dana Hall. I'd like to make...
Oh, I'm sorry, Dana. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I know everybody is wanting to get back to the meeting face to face, but I just want to put out there that it would still be nice to have Zoom, even when we can meet face to face for those of us that can't make
that are immune compromised.
Yes,
Dana, that's a good idea, and the Zoom stuff's really kind of cool, and it might give other people opportunity that don't have a, you know, that have kids at home or don't have the opportunity to come to these meetings to attend also. So
yep,
this is something that we're thinking of continuing because it doesn't cost a lot of money and it's a really neat tool.
I like it. As far as like that point of view aspect you just pointed out, because yeah, you might get a more of a better attendance if
yep,
you did it right to where we could see them, they could
yep,
see us type deal to where, you know, we could, and like the speakers work, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I totally think that's a great idea.
So we're in favor of that, Dana.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? There ain't none. I'm going to close that. Closing council comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's kind of sad about the PDA board. We'll figure it out. City will roll on.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Travis. Anybody else? Margie, got anything to say?
No, I'm still on my hands and knees.
You what? Oh, okay. Okay.
Come on,
we won't go there. We won't go there, counselor. Okay. So hearing no more comments, hearing no more business, I am going to adjourn this meeting.
Good night.
Thank you all for being. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you all for coming.
You already said that.
Night. Bye.
Bye.